USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
A Russian rocket attack on the city that is home to Ukrainian forces in the east killed 3 people and wounded 13 others on Friday. The Russian Defense Ministry claims to have control of a village on the outskirts of the city of Donetsk. The Kremlin is seeking to seize Ukrainian-held areas north and west of that city to expand the separatist self-proclaimed republic. The man accused of attacking renowned author Salman Rushdie has pleaded not guilty. 24-year-old Hadi Mattar has been charged with attempted murder and assault in a New York State court. Rushdie remains hospitalized on a ventilator. He'll likely lose an eye. The 75-year-old has been the subject of death threats for more than 3 decades. Johnson & Johnson says it will stop selling talcum-based baby powder worldwide starting next year, switching to its existing cornstarch version. The move comes after thousands of lawsuits in recent years over cancer concerns. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow 6-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
The family of a soldier killed at a military base near Killing, Texas, is suing the government. Vanessa Guillen was killed by a fellow soldier in 2020 at Fort Hood. A military investigation found that she was also sexually harassed and that leaders failed to take appropriate action. The lawsuit narrative says she told family that she didn't report the incidents for fear of retaliation, her family seeking $35 million in damages. 14 people were hurt Friday evening after a car crashed into an Arlington, Virginia restaurant, which also caused a fire. A gaping hole was seen in the front of Ireland's Four Courts pub with smoke pouring out. The building is structurally sound, but it'll be a while before anybody could occupy it. The family of country singer Naomi Judd asked a court to seal police records and recordings related to the investigation into her death. The petition in Williamson County Chancery Court in Tennessee said releasing the records would inflict significant trauma and irreparable harm. Judd died at her home of suicide in April. You're listening to USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
More details are emerging about a shooting death that happened on a movie set.
The gun actor Alec Baldwin was holding in the fatal shooting on a movie set could not have been fired without pulling the trigger. That's according to an FBI forensic analysis obtained by ABC News Friday. Baldwin has said he didn't pull the trigger on the New Mexico set of the movie Rust when cinematographer Helena Hutchins was killed in October. Director Joel Souza was also wounded. Testing of the gun, a Colt 45 revolver, shows it couldn't have been fired without the trigger being pulled. Baldwin thought he was holding a cold gun, that is one without live ammunition. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Federal investigators are looking into another work-related death at the site of an online retail giant.
Federal work safety investigators are looking into the death of an Amazon worker and an injury that potentially led to the death of another employee, adding to a probe already underway following a fatality during the company's annual Prime Day shopping event in mid-July. The new Occupational Health and Safety Administration investigation are highlighting Amazon's injury rates and workplace safety procedures, which labor and safety advocates have long criticized as inadequate. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
And in New York, I'm Kenneth Burns, USA Radio News.